Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 102.9.
Justin, it's Lane Mitchell calling from Sonic. How are you?
Hey, Lane. I'm doing pretty decent.
You were building a tiny house?
Well, literally tonight. I'm helping somebody build one, actually. And it's a young lady that's building a house outside the city, but I know there's actually a few of them in the area they're building.
Is this a subdivision?
No. This is like an acreage, usually, outside the city. I find most people are going for an acreage.
Ah, okay. So you get, sort of big chunk of land, that sort of thing, and then just you put a tiny house on it that's sort of energy neutral. Is that what these are?
Well, I mean, there's obviously less energy that goes into something like that. So, I mean, that's one of the benefits, but there's all kinds. I mean, just the general cost, there's some, mobility, of course. We host teeny house meetings here, and a group of people show up, and you got a retired old baba, and you corporate guy, and you got a hippie, and you got, like, all these different folks that are sitting down that seem to be interested in that movement.
Well, you see so many people online posting these pictures of, tiny house on the outside. It's here's what it looks like on the inside. And yes, they're posting it because it's clickbait initially. But I mean, beyond that, there seems to be real interest there. People are clicking on it because they're kind of going, yeah, like a lot of my house is just there for my furniture, not for me.
Well, absolutely. People get extra rooms. They get bonus rooms. They get living rooms. They have formal dining rooms. And then they realize they're paying for it or they're cleaning it every week and they're only using it, a very small amount of the time. So one of the benefits with teeny houses, generally they're a lot more well-designed and well-laid out, and they're personalized too, because, not all houses will meet all people's needs.
Okay, I do have to ask, do you do anything special to the ventilation on a teeny house?
There's all kinds of options there. Ventilation is always important. Moisture control is always important. I've been inside quite a few teeny houses, and some of them, took that into consideration, and other people just thought they'd pop open a window, which definitely isn't the right way to go. A lot of people I know live in really, really small spaces do eat out more, even if it's just literally in their yard. They have outdoor kitchens or outdoor barbecues.
One thing that always sort of struck me as being a little bit funny is the fact that we all cook a meal. Like, I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to turn on the oven, and it's going to sit there and warm up for 20 minutes before I put any food in it. Versus going to a restaurant where the oven's already hot. That 20-minute warm-up period is sort of amortized over the hundreds of people that restaurant feeds in a day.
You're talking about shared resources, which makes perfect sense to me. A lot of teeny house people think of that, too, where have a central shared kitchen that all of the teeny houses may or may not use. We haven't seen anything like that here in Alberta yet, but it's definitely, an option.
Like, is this a big thing? Is this about to catch on?
I think it's going to catch on with a certain part of people. I don't know if it's ever going to be a mainstream movement. I think a lot of people do like their big houses and identify with their big houses. And then there's going to be a certain amount of people that just don't care. And they want a little bit of home ownership. They want something cute, customizable. But again, they want the mobility and they want the ability to, lower all their costs, which the teeny houses offer.
Very cool. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, no problem, sir. You have a good evening, okay?
The Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 102.9.